And people are saying that they want to do big things. They're saying they want to pursue their purpose. They're saying they want to speak on stages. They're saying they want to write books. They're saying they want to start podcasts. New year, new me. It's time for the switch up. We have a month left in this year. A month and a half, to be specific. 6 weeks until this decade is over.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today I want to just challenge you to make the investment. I was listening to my boy David Shands not long ago, my guy, and he was talking about we spend so much money on things that we put on our head to make our head look good. We talk about caps, we talk about getting our hair done, we talk about getting haircuts. We spend so much money on outfits, got to get the freshest fit, getting ready for the weekend, got to get this, got to match this up with that. Or of course, we know we spend the money on the shoes. If you like the stilettos, the heels, we're talking red bottoms. If you're a fella, you like the J's, you like foam posits, you like all of these different style of shoes, this different brand of shoes. But more likely than not, they're pretty expensive. So it requires you to purchase something. And even if we go to the other side and we begin to talk about cars, right? We all would love to have a car to where it can get us not only from point A to point B, but do just that in style, with class, with elegance. And sometimes we take out some additional money for a loan, or we're paying on a car note that we'll pay for an extended period of time. And all of these things, if we think about them, in the moment we feel great when we purchase them. In the moment we feel wonderful about that decision. But each of these are depleting assets. And I say that simply because the moment you roll a car off the lot, it begins to depreciate. The moment you wear whatever shoes that you buy from the store and they hit the pavement, the value depreciates. And even when we get a haircut, we know in a week, 2 weeks, ladies, if you get a protective style, maybe a month, and if you have something that lasts a month, then you're doing great. But all of these things, as soon as we get them done, we'll need to do them again within a few weeks, if not sooner. But I want to ask you, how much have you invested into your mind? Because like I said, all of these things we purchase, we buy, we feel great. But how much are you investing in your personal development? How much are you investing in coaching? If you say that you want to build a business, why wouldn't you hire someone who's built businesses or a business? Because I guarantee you, when you go to the hospital, you want to work with the best physician. You don't say, I want the physician that went to the basic school. They got the basic doctoral degree. You want somebody that went to Harvard. You want somebody that went to Yale. You want somebody that paid big bucks for their degree. So why shouldn't we treat our personal development that way, our professional development? Why shouldn't we operate in that level of mindset? And I'm asking you that today because it's so real. And people are saying that they want to do big things. They're saying they want to pursue their purpose. They're saying they want to speak on stages. They're saying they want to write books. They're saying they want to start podcasts. New year, new me. It's time for the switch up. We have a month left in this year. A month and a half, to be specific. 6 weeks until this decade is over. 6 weeks until this decade is over. What are you going to do in the next 6 weeks? Scratch that. What are you going to do in the next 6 days? Because we give ourselves 6 weeks, we're going to drag it out, we're going to procrastinate, and then we're going to say, oh, well, let me put this in place for 2020. What are you going to do right now before this week is up? What are you going to do right now before this month is up to begin to invest in your personal development? I'm here this weekend because I decided that, like I told you all a few weeks ago, I quit my job. I quit that job, the overnight job. I began to add up the amount of hours I was at that job. And understanding that I'm working 40, 60, sometimes on a paycheck, I've seen 100 hours on there a couple of times. Nah, bro. I could not do it because I began to realize what I could be doing in that time. How I could begin to build my business, improve my podcast content. How could I ultimately improve my speaking ability? How can I get to another level in my business? So I had to leave that job. And now that's why I'm continuing to speak. Of course, continuing the podcast, partnering with my dad. That's why I'm out here in Atlanta right now. And we just finished up the day one of the Bookology workshop. I was behind the camera serving and supporting him in that way, doing the AV needs and different things like that. However, tomorrow, which now you all are getting this podcast, which is Friday, I will be speaking. So once again, I want to ask you, what are you willing to invest so that you can write that book? What are you willing to invest so that you can create that podcast? What are you willing to invest so you can get on a TED Talk stage, so you can get a paid speaking engagement? And I'm putting this out there because I'm getting ready to roll out Speak Your Success Academy. I've made mention of it before, but I'm really ready to roll it out now because I realize that I can serve and support so many more people by this. The goal for me before any of this started, I wanted to be a counselor. I wanted to go to grad school. I wanted to be a licensed marital and family therapist. I wanted to work with families, and I also wanted to work with children, with the youth, because that's where my heart is. And then I began to sit in that grad school classroom. It was cold. And one thing I've learned, if I fall asleep when it's cold, that's a problem. Because when I'm cold, I'm usually awake. So I have to be really, really bored and really out of my mind. So that happened once. Dozed off, fell asleep. That happened twice. And then it got to the point where my teacher had to come up, wake me up, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, wake up. We're in class. I can't pass you if you keep falling asleep in this class. This was during the weekend intensive. And over and over and over, I kept on falling asleep. Until it got to the point to where I'm falling asleep, I'm getting terrible grades, I'm getting C's in grad school. And you know, if you get a C in grad school, you might as well just not showing up. And I began to realize that grad school was not for me. It wasn't. I wanted to counsel people, but ultimately I wanted to serve people. I wanted to help people get connected to what they wanted to do in their life right now. And then I began to realize, well, the best way for me to do that is to speak. So then I began to speak. I began to work with colleges. I began to work with high schools. I began to work at elementary schools. I began to work with middle schools and even conferences. So doing that, I was like, this is what I want to do. Then I began to realize after I got through speaking that people would come after the sessions. They would want to talk. They would want to connect. And then I realized I didn't have anything else for them. I would give them some encouragement, give them some tangible steps, some tangible tools. And then from there, I didn't have a coaching program. So I was like, what do I do now? And putting all these pieces together and talking with my father, then I began to realize that, well, John, you need to begin coaching because people still want more. People tell me all the time they want to start a podcast. People tell me all the time they want to be a paid full-time speaker. People tell me all the time they want to have a TED Talk. They say, John, you have two TED Talks. I want to do a TED Talk. So now I'm hearing the people. I'm seeing what the need is. And I want to serve and support. So Speak Your Success Academy is rolling out. I'm going to have the link down in my description to where you can click and you can apply to have opportunity to be a part of Speak Your Success Academy, to where we help individuals get aligned with their purpose. We help individuals write their books. We help individuals get their podcast. Ultimately, we're just seeking to add value to where you can live your life on your own terms. There's too many people out here that, one, are graduating with student loan debt. Me, I'm guilty. The average individual leaves with $28,000, $27,000 in student loan debt. So if you're a real person, more than likely you have some of that, if not more. And I have that times whatever number you want times by, because mine's pretty high. But ultimately, people, I'm realizing that it's time for my business to evolve. It's time for my business to mature. So are you all ready to mature with me? And if you're an individual who you say, John, I'm a high learner, I'm a high achiever, I'm striving for more out of my life. I mean, what I've been doing is cool. I've worked this job, that's cool. I've had this career, that's cool. But now it's time for me to take a shift. And I don't want to wait till 2020. I'm going to put the link in the description. And I want to have a conversation with you. If you're serious, then click that link. Just fill out the intake form and then we'll have a chat. But if you're serious only, I don't want people to get on there and just begin to say something just because it sounds good. I want you to say something if you're about that life. And if you're about that life, then I'll be able to serve and support you. But if you're playing around, then I'm not the guy for you, because I want to see people kick doors down in 2020. I want to see people begin to take action and begin to get traction even before 2020. I want to help people build their brands. I want to help people write these books and create these businesses, man, because that's what it's all about. And it's not about the money. It's about living life on your own terms. If you have a child, being able to leave and go to their graduation ceremony or to their award ceremony, and you don't have to ask a boss, can you do it? It's about being able to take a vacation and not asking a boss, well, wait, can I have my time? Can I have a week of my time, please, so I can go on vacation? Well, wait, but I have to get this in place. I have to turn it in a month in advance so they can give me 2 weeks. So I have to do this. I have to do that. It's time to stop asking other people for your own freedom and for your own time. Friends, Speak Your Success Academy is here, and Speak Your Success Academy is ready for you. If you'd like to find out more information on me, you can go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com, and we will be ready for you. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?